It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback on a Thursday, as we throw it back always around this time. Every single show coming up, we throw the cheap sunglasses into the tank for Will It Float Today for Eric Church tickets. Of course, Eric Church famously always seen wearing shades on stage and really pretty much everywhere else. And when it comes to other singers that are notably always bespeckled, well, let's go back to the year
1960
and the one time he appeared on the country music chart out of Vernon, Texas.
But only the lonely.
How about some Roy Orbison, kids?
Oh.
Yeah, man. And the song that made him a star right out of the gate could have made others a star. Roy Orbison, Texan, and Only the Lonely. It was co-written by Roy and a guy named Joe Melson. And it was inspired by Joe's teenage heartbreak. And they wrote it in Joe's car. When they did write it, they tried to initially give the song to Elvis. And Elvis said no. And the Everly Brothers in unison also said no. Other artists passed on it, and Roy said, fine, I'll just sing it myself.
Yeah.
He didn't really... Roy, an extremely shy individual, which is kind of tough if you're trying to be famous out there or end up being famous. Kind of just early on thought he was going to be a songwriter. Never really had illusions of being... even though he lived in Henderson, outside of Nashville, a country singer, and, of course, from Texas, but he went the pop route. And that's just kind of what worked out for him. And this did, too. Had an image that did not reflect his personality at all. In fact, he had no manager, no publicist when he was starting in the early 60s. So when this song hit, he was totally unprepared for it. So he left one time his thick eyeglasses on an airplane in 1963. And he left the eyeglasses behind. He had horrible eyesight, so he had to wear his prescription sunglasses on stage that night. And he actually found out he preferred it. And it helped him because he was so shy, he felt it was a bit of a guard. For many, many years, many people assumed that Roy Orbison was blind. And I'm not going to lie, up until maybe about 10 years ago, I thought it was too. But no, not at all.
Dark glasses prescription?
Didn't want to be seen, but definitely wanted to be heard. So, Eric Church wears them because his eyes dry out. Roy Orbison just wanted to hide behind them. Sometimes that's good if you're lonely. How cool is this to play in Hank FM this morning? Roy Orbison, it's the Flashback today.